Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance. As long as my God holds the world in his hands.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, this week's scandalous leak of the full draft of Justice Samuel Alito's five-justice-strong majority opinion in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Healthcare Organization case is an event without precedent in the court's history. If Alito's five-justice coalition holds, the leaked majority opinion of a February-dated first draft, whose authenticity has now been confirmed by Chief Justice Roberts, would represent the culmination of a half-century of pro-life efforts to overturn 1973's Roe v. Wade atrocity. Joining us now to discuss the implications of the decision is Danielle Underwood from Kansans for Life. Danielle, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you back on the show again, and a happy Mother's Day, or rather, birthing people's day to you.
Hi, John. It's great to be back with you. Thank you so much for wishing me a happy Mother's Day, and I just want to say that to all of your listeners as well.
Yes.
I mean, we have to... This is an important day every year, and we want to make sure we show how much we value every woman who welcomes life.
Yes, yeah, and they are women, so, by the way.
Yes. We love our moms.
Let me start with the misinformation that, I mean, we just in the caller segment last hour, we talked to Brad, and he had some questions on value them both, and so I want to get to that too later in this, but let's talk about the misinformation that's already being put out by Democrats and their allies in the mainstream media about this possible SCOTUS ruling, because it is still possible. We don't know how the court may ultimately rule, but should the ruling stand and Roe be overturned, abortion would not be banned in the U.S. It would instead just revert to an issue left up to individual states and their elected representatives, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Go
back to the state.
Right, okay. Yes. And because that's the first thing the Democrats started doing, is coming up with all this cock and bull about bans and how, you know, birth control is going to be at risk and gay marriage is going to be at risk and all this stuff, and it's all malarkey.
You said it, absolutely. And, you know, this doesn't really surprise us, though, because this is exactly the same techniques they've been using here in Kansas ever since we started talking about the values of both amendments. They have been saying from the beginning that the amendment was a ban and it was, you know, going to impose all these new restrictions, and they've completely misconstrued what the amendment is. So we shouldn't be surprised, and we're not surprised, but it is kind of sad how they just want to hype up all this emotion and scare tactics. they want to get people really revved up on their side to come out hard against it. And, you know, we have to make sure that people understand what the U.S. Supreme Court, how that affects us, but that we, no matter what the U.S. Supreme Court decides on abortion, as of now, Kansas will remain a destination for painful late-term abortions and clinics with no health and safety standards. And that's going to place us as one of the most extreme states as of in the nation. The only way Kansans can stop this is that we must vote yes on the Values in Both Amendment August 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's so sad when you think about it, because we are a pro-life state. Even Democrats will admit this. I've served with many pro-choice Democrats who begrudgingly would admit that Kansas is a pro-life state, and yet we have become an abortion destination. I mean, we talked with McKenzie from the Value Them Both Coalition last week, and we talked about those new numbers that came out from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment that just showed, I mean, Kansas last year had a historic increase in the annual abortion rate. It was the largest in over 25 years, and that's just because people are coming here to have their abortions. People from Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri. I mean, we're a tourist destination for abortions now.
It's really sad. You know, this was a purposeful tactic on the part of the abortion industry to create what they called haven states for abortion. So what they have done in California and New York, that was the intention for Kansas. They, you know, we've got this I-35, I-70 corridor that comes through Kansas. And unfortunately, we were the perfect candidate for them to try to push this through very liberal-leaning courts to try to force this on Kansans through our, you know, this extreme court ruling that set this all in motion. And it's been a very, there's a lot to wrap your head around as a Kansan to try to figure out. So many people still, even now, I know your listeners are very well informed because, you know, you're if they're listening to you regularly, they're getting really good sound information. But we know so many Kansans who still haven't heard. They still don't know that that ruling created a situation in Kansas where we will have unlimited abortion up until the moment of birth and paid for with our tax dollars, and that we only have one remedy to fix this situation, regardless of what happens at the U.S. Supreme Court. If we don't pass this amendment, that's what will come to Kansas in a permanent fashion. And so those increases that we've seen, the 13% increase in the overall number of abortions since that ruling, that's unfortunately going to skyrocket unless we act right now. And so that's what I'm coming to you, you know, as one of the leading organizations in that Values in Both coalition. This is a moment for all Kansans, all pro-life Kansans, to work together, to unite our strength, and make sure we hit the ground to let people know about the true situation in Kansas and that we've got to vote yes on August 2nd.
Well, and looking at that, you know, at the Roe decision, and again, we don't know for sure, but because Congress has never enshrined the right to terminate a pregnancy into law, the overturning of Roe would mean individual states could immediately make their own decisions going forward. 26 of them would be expected to move quickly to do so. Some of them have trigger laws, but as you said, Kansas does not. So we would immediately become an abortion on demand state. I mean, you indicated the 13% increase already that we've seen, a 17% increase in live dismemberment abortions. None of that's going to change here. We would immediately, because of the Kansas Supreme Court ruling, we would immediately become an abortion destination. Oklahoma has a trigger law. So Oklahoma, it would become illegal. Here, it would be a free-for-all.
Yeah, and, you know, just within the last week or two, the abortion industry has been coming out saying, you know, we don't think that a woman should have to drive from Dodge City to Wichita to get an abortion. They are saying that they are expanding their clinic in Wichita. They're hiring more abortionists. They are wanting to open new facilities. We have word that they're trying to open a facility in Kansas City, Kansas. All of this is happening on purpose, but we have a way to stop it. We can step in right now pass the Values in Both Amendment, protect our life-saving laws that we had passed, and make sure that the people of Kansas can continue to have a say in what happens in terms of abortion in our state, that we are able to pass regulations. So this is a really important moment. And, you know, what we don't want to see is the projections that the abortion industry itself has given, saying that, you know, if the Supreme Court allows more restrictions in states and we are just the Wild West because we have no restrictions, that we could potentially see between 88,000 and 100,000 abortions happening here.
Ugh.
That cannot happen.
No, no.
So, but the great news is that we, you know, before all these wheels were in motion in terms of the federal level, we had this amendment that our legislators had been able to get onto our ballot.
So let me ask you two questions. Do you know any timeline for the release of the final ruling from the Supreme Court? I mean, I've heard August. That's also the time for our vote. I mean, it's on the August primary ballot, right? So it could come, either could come first, right?
It's very likely that it will come. You know, the original thought was that it would come out sometime in late June.
Okay.
But with this happening, there are so many question marks. A lot of people are wondering if we're going to hear something much sooner than that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a very real possibility. We're all on pins and needles to find out what's going to happen. This is obviously a really big moment for the country to be, you know, seeing, is there going to be a major shift, or, you know, what, where are we going? Where are we heading next? And what does that mean for all of our states? And what does that mean specifically for Kansas?
And I have had people, much like Brad, who called again, you know, at the end of last, end of our last hour, who asked about a potential ban in Kansas. As I told him, I've not heard any of my former colleagues calling for that. I don't think Kansas is really poised to go in that direction. That's not the focus of the legislature. The legislature, I think, is content with the Value Them Both Amendment. That seems to be the direction that they are heading. I've not heard anything along those lines for Kansas. Have you heard anything along those lines either? It seems like the Value Them Both Amendment seems to be the direction the pro-life movement in Kansas wants to go.
Absolutely. All of our energy we are pouring into the Value Them Both Amendment. Because, you know, until we fix this situation, until we restore our Constitution to the way it was before that 2019 court ruling, we will have nothing but unlimited abortion in Kansas. So we've got to protect our existing common sense restrictions on this industry. We've got to protect our parental notification for minor girls seeking abortion.
Right.
We've got to protect that clinic inspection and sanitation standards. I mean, we're talking basic stuff.
Right. Well, and eliminate the partial birth. I mean, it's just some of the stuff that they've legalized is atrocious. So if folks are interested, it's valuethembothcom, right? That's the best place for them to go?
That's the best place. I was just going to say, you know, we have people, the most important thing right now, as you know, John, our legacy media is so unfriendly.
Oh,
they
yeah.
will not let our message through. They don't want people to know that we're just trying to restore our Constitution, save the existing common sense laws we have on the books. They don't want to let that message through. And the grassroots effort is so essential in this. We need people to come out with us and knock doors and make phone calls. So please get involved in this campaign. So we have, you know, a Wichita area office, and you can call 316-687-5433 to get involved. We're there 6 days a week. We're doing trainings, and we're getting people connected. So please come and help out. If you've got a couple hours to volunteer, we would love to have you. The other thing I want people to know about is the event we have coming up on Monday, June 6th at Central Christian Church. That's on 29 on Rock Road. And we've got Matt and Mercedes Schlapp coming in to talk about the Value in the Both Amendment. It is a free event, but you must have tickets to get in, and there is limited seating. So what you want to do is go to valuethembothcom and look to the events tab to find information where you can click on a link to reserve those tickets and also find our information about our offices and how you can get involved today.
Well, and I will put a link to that on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page so that folks can go there too, because I know I will try and make that. I love Matt Schlapp. We've had him on the show before, and Mercedes. I mean, they are great. We'll put information to that on the Facebook page as well. Danielle, you are awesome. I love having you on the show. Thank you again. And again, it's valuethembothcom and that event coming up in June. Thank you again. Please carry on the fight. Anytime you guys want to come on, you let me know, okay?
Well, thank you for being awesome and for being a warrior in this battle with us. We so appreciate you.
We appreciate you as always, Danielle. Thanks again.
Okay. Have a good night.
We're going to pay a few bills when we return. Ryan Floyd, owner of Fit Body Boot Camps, will tell us about the $50 million included in the recently passed state budget that has been earmarked for businesses that were forced to shut down during the pandemic. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.